This is Daniel Griggs. Thank you for tuning into The Inspire Daily Grind, where we talk about everything entrepreneurship. But we don't focus on just the success, but rather the grind, the hustle, and effort and will to succeed, to bring your visions to life and make your dreams a reality. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. The Inspire Daily Grind. If it's your first time tuning in, you can definitely go and check out all of my podcasts on iHeartRadio, The Inspire Daily Grind. You can go to my website, danielogriggs.com. Make some changes on it. I'm going to be making some changes on it. So whatever you see, some things may change. But anyways, look, I know usually I start off the podcast with a pretty good rant, but this entire podcast is kind of be is going to kind of be like a, I don't want to say like a rant per se, but more I want to put things into perspective for people. And the reason I chose to do this podcast is because I had a kid that approached me, that like called me up and actually asked for mentorship. He didn't know me. I didn't know him, but he asked for mentorship, and I kind of put things into perspective for him. But his mindset and the way that he was going, his intentions were good, but he just needed direction. So I'm going to kind of touch points on that a little bit, but the main thing he's going to be about is just being straightforward. Business is about making money. I really want people to understand that business is about making money. You know how I feel about social media. I'm on social media. I promote the podcast. I promote other things and do all of that. But at the end of the day, business is about making money. And a lot of people are very uncomfortable when you start to speak about money. They'll speak about their products, their service, like how great of a job they can do and blah, 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 blah. But they're scared to bring up money. But you like, that's what business is about. A business is not successful unless it's making money. I mean, nowadays, it's like business is being perceived as just videos and talking about it. And I know I mention them often because I actually get hit up in my DM. But I actually have people hit me up, talk to me often about Gary Vaynerchuk, of course, because he's huge right now. But a lot of people try to follow his suit. And I put them in their, I won't say I put them in their place because I hate to put it like that, but pretty much I do put them in their place by telling them, like, look, this guy has been working hard. He's like 40 something years old. This guy's been putting in a lot of work for what, the past 10 to 13 years or something like that. Now, he did, I think, the Lawine Library TV. I never watched the episode, and I've heard him speak about it, but I don't know much about it. But I know I've heard him say that he didn't have really anyone watching the show. And he did them like almost every day or something like that. And he continued to grind. But I mean, everyone's knowing about him now in the spotlight that he has, you know, the past few years. But he wasn't just out here talking. Like, he's not out here talking. The dude is making millions, hundreds of millions. Of course, you know, he was always talking about he wants to buy the New York Jets, et cetera. And that's his personality type. He likes to talk and he likes to put it out there, but he has a ton of things backing it up because he's put in the work and he's doing something that most businesses don't do. And because they don't do it, they fail, which is he's running a business or businesses that's making money. Like I've mentioned it so many times on my podcast, 8 out of 10 people or 8 out of 10 businesses will fail. Like, really understand that, whether you are an entrepreneur, like I'm talking about like full-time all the way in entrepreneurship or running your business, it's more than likely going to fail. Doesn't mean you shouldn't go after it. I truly and sincerely hope that number drops, but it's been the same for a really long time. 8 out of 10 people, 8 out of 10 businesses will fail. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses in America that's being started every single day. But the thing is, the reason they fail is because they're not about making money. At least enough money to get them past whatever level or whatever needs to take place. And what I mean by that is, I follow a guy on LinkedIn, and he talks a lot about it. MJ Harris is his name. And I seen something, it was late last night, I was knocking out some work, and I came across a video on LinkedIn that he had, and he was talking about, you know, making more than your expenses and always keeping your expenses low. That's one thing with business as well. a lot of people get involved, and rather it be they get a location and, you know, the rent is really high, but they're depending on a whole bunch of stuff to happen, not things that are already happening. So they're not technically making money when they first start. They're making enough money, should I say, when they first start this business. They're just dependent on a whole bunch of stuff to happen so that they can make the money. Or maybe you have, you know, seed fund, investors. Maybe you take out a business loan or whatever it may be. Just know even when you go that route that automatically you're in debt. So you're not making any money to be able to cover those costs, but you have to start making a lot of money to pay it off and then start covering costs. So back to the point, as I was saying, business is strictly about making money. One thing that's huge these days is personal branding. And I do personal branding stuff, but I'll be completely honest with you. I have not gone 100% into my personal branding because I haven't found the perfect niche. Well, no, I won't say perfect. I haven't found the exact niche way that I want to go about it to drive more clients to my business. No, I'm not going to, you know, I have people that I mentor or consult with different things, but it's a part of my company, ATX. So, but anything that I do, it has to go back to, when you're talking about business, it has to relay or it has to relate to, hey, this is going to make me X amount. If I do this, it's going to make X amount. And don't get me wrong. When you do personal branding, it drives a lot to your actual company business. So back to Gary Vaynerchuk, for instance, his personal brand is huge and it does a lot of great things for, I think it's VaynerMedia, his company is called. Grant Cardone, which I'm going to talk about him a little later. Same thing. He does a lot of personal branding, drives a lot of traffic back to him. E.T., the hip hop preacher guy, he does a ton of personal branding, goes right back to his business. But that's the point of why they're doing it. To drive, they're creating value and they're using themselves as the face to be able to drive business to their companies. Like there's a whole point behind it. And the point that I'm trying to get to you right now is that many people are doing personal branding for likes, shares, and comments, but it's not paying your bills. It's not. And you can give all of the motivational stuff like get up and, you know, live the life that you want and blah, 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 blah. But most people aren't living that life and haven't even seen it. They haven't even seen it. I had a kid, the kid I'm talking about that approached me. It's crazy. He actually called up our company. I got on the phone with him. He was talking about he wanted a website. I told him what the price point is that, you know, we don't even touch a site unless you have that budget. And he was like, oh, wow. He was like, I might try to just do it myself. And so then I'm always helpful to people, especially ones that don't have our budget. Most won't, for us to begin working on projects for them. And so I tell him like, hey, this is probably the best thing that you need to do. Go to this site, get you a really nice website. Maybe it's a template site, but it has information on it to get you out there. You build up until you can get something to really focus a lot on your brand, blah, 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 blah. And then he asked 2 hours, like, well, how'd you get this job? Like, what do you do? Blah, blah, blah. I said, well, he was like, what do you do in the company? I said, I'm the owner. I said, I'm the CEO. He's like, oh, really? He said, yeah. And the dude was like, man, I'm trying to come learn. I was like, you're trying to come learn? He's like, I'll come sit in on your meetings, just at the office. He's like, I'm just trying to learn. And long story short, I had a meeting with this kid and everything. He wanted to meet with me. He wanted mentorship. He moved to Austin from Cleveland. He said that, you know, he was trying to start a business, doing three or four different things. Reminded me a lot of myself, because when I start trying to do a business, I was trying to do three different things. I was trying to do personal brand. I know. I tried to do personal training, trying to have an apparel company, and do web design, and about 5 other ideas that I had in mind that I would start. And so I pretty much tried to help him and break him down and tell him, like, find something to focus on. Like, focus on one thing that you really want to do, and then, dedicate every single thing that you have to building that business up. That's what you need to do. And I told him, I said, it was like a Sunday or a Monday. And I said, this is what I need from you. And I said, I need it by Thursday. This gives you time to think about it. Let me know what you're going to focus on and how you're going to go about building it as a business and making money from it. Because it was just like so many other people. They talk about, you know, building these businesses and doing this and doing that and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, when you start getting sales in and when you start making money, that's when you can call it a business. When you start making money to cover some kind of costs of something or what have you, that's when you can actually call it a legitimate business. So I kind of put things into perspective for him. And, you know, he kind of started talking about the social media and all of that stuff. And I said, look, Instagram, Facebook, social media, doing paid ads, all of this, it's not even 10% of what's really going on. First off, for the most part, social media brings you leads. It doesn't bring you sales. Now, there's some specific industries like, you know, maybe you're doing apparel or something like that and you build a brand around the T-shirts or hats or caps or whatever it is that you got you're selling. That's one thing. Like, you got an e-commerce that people buy offline. But for most things, it comes down to sales. Real estate, I'm talking about big markets, real estate, you know, the web design industry, ad agencies, you name it. It comes down to sales, which social media and the internet just brings the leads. But what happens after you get the leads is you got to know how to talk to people. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm the same way. I'm the way, like, I only hop on phone calls when necessary. Literally, I hop on phone calls when necessary because phone calls can take up a lot of your time and they can take up a lot of energy as well. Same thing goes with meetings. Like, we meet with a lot less clients now because, one, you can do a lot of things with a whole with people a lot faster when you do it on the phone. You know, you share Google Docs and all of that, blah, blah, blah. But you got to know how to talk to people. And the way that you go about getting more sales is actually talking to people. But understanding, like, how to sell to people. Yeah, you can be good and you can be witty, you can be charming and all of that. But when it comes to a sale and you have to ask for the sale, that's where a lot of people start to choke up. That's when a lot of people can't really present the value that their company or their business or whatever service or product it is that you have. They can't effectively express that value to someone. Like, verbally, with words coming from their mouth. They can type it up in email. They can put it to you on a social media ad. They can say it in a video with a camera in front of their face. But when they're actually either being on a phone or, like, actually in the face of somebody, they can't sell. And it's a huge problem. Like, I know this isn't a millennial thing as well. Like, this is just the shift of society, which I understand. I know email is a lot faster. Messaging, like, I love Slack. My team, we always talking on Slack. We talk on Slack most of the time. But even with that, I know this doesn't have anything to do with sales, but even with that, if there's a major problem or major situation going on, if I feel like it needs to be discussed either face-to-face over the phone or if it maybe it's someone remote like Skype or anything like that, then that's the route that goes. Like, that's the route that I'll take. But, you know, I love Slack. I love doing email and everything. But when it comes to salespeople, believe me on this. Research this for all you research people out there, you Googlers. Sales has to do with talking to somebody. Speaking to them. I know I'm speaking into this, you know, blue microphone right now doing a podcast and all this. And a lot of people can do that well. A lot of people can get in front of a camera well. But when they get on the phone with somebody, when they get in face to face in front of somebody, they can't present value because they have not practiced it and progressed with it and created. Or I'll put it like this. They don't have enough experience in it to be able to be really great at the sales. When I started my company, ATX Web Designs, I was doing cold calls. I didn't go start a social media page with my web design company. I didn't, you know, I had knowledge with SEO stuff, but even that takes a while. And I needed money. So, you know, as I told the story plenty of times before, I went to the Chamber of Commerce and got all of the businesses that was in it. Went to their websites. If I feel like I can build them something better than what they had, then I contacted them. In other words, I cold called. I wrote out a list. I put names. I put emails, et cetera. And then I made cold calls. Had people hang up in my face before. Tell me don't call them anymore. All of that. But I learned how to talk. Like, I went through those experiences, and I learned how to talk to people over the phone. And then I learned how to talk to people face to face, which I already knew how to talk to somebody like face to face and eye contact and all of that. But like I said, when it comes to sales, it's different because a lot of people could talk to somebody face to face, but then we have to start to bring up money. That's the catch. Being able to present value by speaking and telling someone. But when you put out a price point, you have to back it up with the value, not just what you've done, but you have to be able to really back it up with verbal value and show someone at the same time that this works. What we do works. What we do is great. What we do is the best compared to anybody else and any other competition out there that you may speak with. You got to know how to use your personality or your characteristics to be able to really capture some people's attention. I've had someone call my phone and try to sell me something, or even an email, and they try to sell something. And I get on the phone with them, or I entertain it for at least 5 minutes just to see if they're worth it. Like, I may not even want the product, and I know they're trying to sell me. But if they can sell me good enough, I'll buy it because they're good at what they do. And I've had that situation before, and I've had that circumstance. And I'll give you an example just like this. When me and my wife, this was like, 4 years now we've been in our home. We're getting our home built. When we first moved in, that first week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or whatever it was, people were just coming to our door, alarm people, electricians, all types of people, lawn care, landscaping, trying to get us to, you know, pay for these services. And there was this one guy, and he was very persistent. He was very persistent. But the reason we didn't go with him with an alarm system was because the dude just didn't present the value. He did good with persistency. You know, he was even bugging, but at the same time, that's what it takes. Like, I was listening to Grant Cardone the other day, which when I'm all about sales, and I was listening to Grant Cardone, and he said something that was interesting, which was, most people don't get past two phone calls. Like, after you don't talk to them, after they don't get an answer from you or leave a voicemail after two times, they don't contact anymore. They don't continue to follow up. And I've had people that continued. I've bought stuff and got on services because I had people that continued to call me. And I was genuinely busy, and it was something that was on the back burner, but they kept calling, kept emailing. They did it in a very strategic way. But I was finally like, man, I do want this. Let me go ahead and talk to this guy, talk to this girl, and get more details about what I'm trying to, what they offer. And I ended up going with the product that they had because they stayed consistent. Like, it takes 7 or 8 calls especially when someone tells you that they're interested. And I hear people, like, I talk to people about this often. And anyone that's in sales, and they'll talk about, you know, hey, well, I don't like to bug people. And B, I said, well, maybe you don't like to pay bills as well, because that's what it takes. Especially most business, if you have anything, if you're doing B2B or even B2C, people are busy these days. And then even if they're not busy, they don't feel like discussing a product or something like that that you're trying to sell them at the moment. So you have to continue to hit them up because, well, this is the crazy, but this is what you have to really think about. You have to find that perfect time or the perfect timing of when to call them. Because they may be busy at this time, they may be busy at this time, and you have to continue, like, hey, when's the best time to give you a ring? Maybe they give you a best time. And you call at that time and they're busy. And you let them know, hey, I'll give you a call back, you know, tomorrow at the same time, or is there a better time today that I can give you a ring? Blah, 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 blah. So you go along with it like that, and you just continue to follow up. They are interested. Like, I had a guy that told me, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm busy often, so, you know, I'll forget about things. Just keep hitting me up. You won't be bugging me. And I did. I continued to hit him up, and that's how you close on a sale. He literally said to continue to hit him up. I'm not bugging. So I called him, I emailed him. He said, even like, if I could text him, I text him like, you got to keep doing these things because running a business is about making sales. And I know I was talking about Grant Cardone, and he has a rant. I seen his video last night. I watched about two or three of his videos because I love hearing him when he's talking about sales. No, I hadn't bought one of his programs first, but I'm not even going to lie to you. The more that I hear him talk, it makes me want to go and buy one of his products from his website. I may just do it to see what more it is to it. But anyways, I've seen a good amount of his videos on YouTube. And if you don't know who Grant Cardone is, you should definitely go check him out. He's great with sales. A lot of people think he comes off as like maybe too aggressive or a-hole or something like that. But the dude's just straightforward and he's really great at what he does. But anyways, back to point in time, especially when it comes to sales, he talks about phone calls. And the reason I like Grant Cardone so much is, like, I'm not a, like, celebrity struck or whatnot. If I seen somebody, like, I see different people, I don't go grab my phone and take a picture with them so I can post it and all of that. I'm just not into that. I don't take enough pictures anyways, I think, but I'm not. But I probably will with Grant Cardone because he's one of my favorite dude. He really is. And the reason being is because he's not one of these people that everybody else is talking about social media, Facebook. Doing Facebook ads. There's so many. I was at the TNC summit, traffic and conversion summit in San Diego about a week and a half ago. I think it was, or 2 weeks ago, something like that. Great event. Hell of an event. I love what they're doing. I got a $1 million plus of information from that I could implement and add to, like, I got $1 million plus of information and content that I could take and implement and gross that amount this year. And it's about, it's literally about just implementing it. But anyways, there are so many ad agencies there. And I know it's for agencies, of course, but there's so many ad agencies. And even if they're not an agency, it's an individual that's controlling someone's social media, what have you. But back to the thing, why I really like Grant Cardone is because this dude talks about the bread and butter, which is phone calls. Making phone calls, it's decreased the amount of people that may, you know, it's a lot easier to, and a lot more time consuming and money saving and all of that, to not hire a bunch of people to do cold calls and all of that. And I understand it. There's a legitimate argument on that. But this dude talks about getting on the phone and making sales. And, you know, he comes from the real estate world and he has plenty of videos when he's like closing deals on the phone and doing things. And man, I love it. But that's a huge reason why he's so successful. It's because the guy knows how to sell. Rather be on a phone call, and I'm not trying to contradict myself, but even if it's on a video, the guy I mentioned earlier, MJ Harris, I watched a YouTube video of his. He'll do a Facebook Live, and he gives so much motivation, so much value, so much completely free information. But throughout that entire process, this dude sells the hell out of himself. Go to this website, www.this.com, www.this.com, and you can sign up here and be a client of mine. You can sign up here and be, I think it's called National Cares is his company. But anyways, yeah, he gets on there in sales and he knows how to do it. He's a very energetic guy, has like this big smile, and he's very engaging, makes you really pay a lot of attention to him. But at the end of the day, you know what he's doing? He's selling. He's using a personal brand, but he's using that personal brand to create sales. The reason he's telling people to like and share is so that he can get more people to follow and look and pay attention so that it can create sales, period. Nothing more to it. He's not getting on there for health and strength. I know the classic I love when people always say, you know, I want this business because I'm just so passionately genuine about helping others and fulfilling their dreams and blah, blah, blah. Now, that is true, and I don't want to take that away from anybody, but guess what? You It's really hard, and I'll go ahead and say you can't. You can't help someone else fulfill your dream, fulfill their dreams, if you're not making the money to sustain yourself, to have the extra time to help them fulfill their dreams. That's just real, people. That's like, that's real as it gets. To be able to help someone else and fulfill your purpose, you have got to be able to build a business and make money, period. If anything else you get out of this podcast, that's what I want you to remember, write down, and never forget. My business is about making money, and it cannot run unless it makes money. This is Daniel Griggs. Thanks for tuning in to the Inspired Daily Grind. Chat with you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Inspired Daily Grind. As usual, I'm extremely grateful for y'all's attention, the fact that you even listen to my podcast. Thanks so much. Definitely go and check me out on social media. It's at Daniel O. Griggs across all platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So definitely go and check me out on all of those. I always follow back. Until then, I chat with y'all next week.